And here we are at the dinner table. Hi, Marky. Little Marky baby. And Ross, you're being bad. He said, no, I'm not being bad. You're not being bad, right? And then after that,
nice.
You're being nice?
Nice.
Okay. Was Ross nice? Ross is nice?
Ernie ran away.
Okay, Ernie ran away. And he's telling us the story from Sesame Street yesterday about...
We recorded
you that. You saw Sesame Street?
Yeah.
He said, I saw Sesame Street. We had recorded this, and now he's... He's singing, writing it down again, and he decided that I wanted to write down the same stuff. So he's telling me the same stuff so I can write it down again. So he told me that Bert ran away, and Ernie ran away.
Bert ran away.
Ernie ran away?
Why did he run away?
Okay, and why did he run away? Why did Bert run away?
Bert ran away.
Why?
Bert ran away.
Why?
Bert ran away.
Why did Bert run away?
Bert ran away.
Monster came.
Cookie Monster sings.
Yeah, Cookie Monster sings, and he said, Ernie sings. And then he dropped a piece of food, and he said, dropped it, food. And earlier he dropped a piece of food, and he said, I dropped it. Mary said, as you're written down, I'll do it. But I don't want get up. I guess that was this morning, huh? I don't want get up. I don't want get up. Not want, but I don't want get up. Is that all we have, Mary? Had turned to Ross and offered him a spoon. Please, Mary. Mary turned to Ross and offered him a spoon, and Ross sort of looked at her hesitatingly, saying that he didn't really want to eat that stuff, right? But then she said, do you want to feed Mark? And he took the end of that sentence, feed Mark, and realized that it wasn't he, Ross, that had to eat that stuff, but it was going to be Mark. So he said, feed Mark. And that, in other words, that's okay.
He didn't even consider the possibility of himself feeding Mark.
No, but he didn't get the coordination of ideas, the do you want to, but he was clear that it wasn't going to be Ross that had to eat that stuff. Yeah, and he thought that was a great idea about feeding Mark. So he didn't understand, do you want to feed Mark? But then the reason he didn't understand it partially was because he was confused in the first place. He might have understood it if he hadn't been confused in the first place.
Partly, but I've noticed
he
disregards.
Right.
Often does
disregard
certain
things. Good. Yeah. No good. And that my salt. Sitting here, he's been trying. You want salt? You want wine, honey?
Yeah.
Wine. It's beer.
Beer?
Yeah, you want beer, honey?
Yeah.
He says, no more wine. No more wine. No more beer. No more beer. No more beer. No more beer. Sort of, no more wine. Dun, dun, dun.
No beer.
Very good. Okay, today is April 22nd, and got a couple days things here. Ross was outside on the 20th, and was sitting. He squats down on the lawn and says, "Set, go." And then he goes about another 10 feet or 3 feet, and squats down again and says, "Set, go." He runs a little bit, yeah. And then he squats down again and says, "Set, go." And what he means is, ready, set, go. And he was, who was he taught that by? By Matt. But I also saw, he saw us doing it at, I guess Alan and I doing it at the practice for folk dance, anyway. And then we had a conversation with Mommy on the phone, Mary on the phone. I was talking to Mary, and Ross was listening on my end. Not listening on the phone, but listening to me talk. And I said, Mary, you better bring some more bottles for Mark. And Ross said, more Freds. And said, Daddy, TV, come Daddy, TV.
because he wanted to show me that Fred Flintstone was on TV. He's got a little spit up there. And then, and Ross, then after that, Ross said, I go see Barney on TV. You go see Barney, Daddy. You go see Barney, Daddy. He changed the stress. So he said, I go see Barney. You go see Barney, Daddy. You go see Barney, Daddy. And then, you want to go see Barney?
Yeah.
Fred Flintstone? You want to go see Fred Flintstone? Okay. Then a little later in the same day, which was, I guess, this was all the 19th, I guess. I'm sorry, 20th. Daddy, Mary was giving me a haircut, and she said, Ross said, Daddy giving haircut. It was actually Mommy who was giving the haircut. Daddy giving Mommy haircut. And still Mommy who was giving Daddy haircut. He couldn't get the idea that it was Mommy giving Daddy. Instead, it was Daddy giving Mommy. He got head giving backwards. Then he said, Mommy cutting Daddy hair. He got that.
That's exactly
a lot of coaxing. Yeah, a lot of coaxing. Oh, we were coaxing him all the way, but he just couldn't get. It was too much. And then he said, I said, tell Marky that Mommy's cutting Daddy's hair. And he said, I told Marky. Oh, okay. Okay, another thing we've noticed is that he calls Mary Mom, even though we never call her Mom. And it seems to be a back formation from Mommy, so you can have Marky goes to Mark, you could have Mommy goes to Mom. And, another observation was Mommy was feeding Marky, and he says, you feed him, Mommy. You feed him, Mommy. And he says, peekaboo as beekaboo. Bika or Bikapoo, so initial sound is a B. And we bought him a balloon yesterday, the 21st, and he called it a red balloon, red balloon. And I had never called it a red balloon. He just said it was a red balloon himself. And this morning, I'm sorry, I gotta get my story straight. This is Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday the 22nd, he was fiddling with a knife drawer, with a silverware drawer, and he found his little knife, and he said, too short. Okay, Mary, do you want to read these here? This was Friday, he said, my pillow isn't here. Is that right? And
my pillow isn't here. Not my pillow not here.
Yeah,
my pillow isn't here. He said, go sleep, Mommy.
And I suppose the pillow wasn't there, and he just was telling you that it wasn't there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did he say, go sleep, Mommy?
I don't know, just because he wanted to.
Yeah.
That was at the same time. Okay. My pillow wasn't here.
Oh, he wanted to go to sleep himself, though, huh?
Yeah, and then, he finally got me a pillow and plumped it up and said, go sleep, Mommy.
Okay.
Did you read this meatball thing? Well, we had some sausages, sausage links, and he called them meatballs. He said, meatballs warm, meatballs cool. Oh, no, we were doing warm and cool for the shade, the shadow in the sunshine, and that was warm and cool. And
Ross was
helping
me paint the walk with the brush full of turpentine. He's saying, paint walk. And he said, that's great. And Mary was saying that we had had meatballs for the last time about 2 months ago, and he saw little sausages on his plate and called them meatballs. So he remembered that from that long time ago. And he uses a lot of course. Like if he wants something to eat, he says, of course, which means yes, roughly, or sure I do. Yesterday he came home with banana, and instead of calling a manana, he called it a banana. He said, want banana. And his mommy was gone, and leaned out the window and said, "Where are you, Mommy? Where are you?"
Okay, Friday, April. Gee, did I say what day it was? Oh, I came in here and said, April. Oh, heck. 20th, yeah. Mary was feeding Mark. Ross looked interested. Mary offered the spoon to Ross, who looked dubious, and Mary said, "Do you want to feed Mark?" Ross said, "Feed Mark." And looking relieved, sat back so I would offer the spoon to Mark and feed Mark, rather than Ross feeding Mark. So he misunderstood. Maybe because I gestured and offered the spoon to him. But he seemed to have missed. Do you want the intention of to feed Mark? Who was to feed Mark? Okay. April 24th, Thursday. Where Kurt? I said, Kurt's at work. And I said, Kurt's at work. Then he said, "No, cool," feeling my head. Earlier we had been discussing the difference between shade and sunshine, shade being cool, sunshine being warm. Then he said, "I don't want to be frozen." That was in the same context. Friday the 24th, April. "I'm going to bed now. First blanket up there." That was in the bed, supposedly. "No bite baby buns." I was trying to bite him. "Who did it?" "Nicole did the toilet paper." I asked Ross who tore up the toilet paper. He said, "Who did it?" And then he said, "Nicole did the toilet paper. She ripped it all up during a game." Then later, during a game about Daddy going to the Navajo conference, Ross said, "I'm going conference. I'm going airplane. Daddy go airplane." Later he said, "I want to eat it. I want a beer." And while sitting on Mark, he also said, "Sitting on Mark." He also said, "You put a car books right there." Evidently that means you put books in car. April 29th, Tuesday. He said, "Feed baby food." Ross said, "Own tummy." Mommy said, I'm sorry. He said, "Ow tummy." Mommy said, "What's the matter?" Ross said, "Tummy grazing." Grazing? Growling. Grazing, yes. Ross said, "Tummy grazing." Mommy said, "Tummy growling." Ross said, "Yeah. Tummy bit me. My tummy hurts." He said, tummy grazing, Brian, instead of growling or, yeah. He sometimes says tummy yelling, too. Sometimes he says grazing. Well, maybe he meant raisin. I don't know. Anyway, April, sometimes he eats too many raisins. April 30th, on a Wednesday, Ross said, "Mommy, I'm real wet." His diaper. Mom said, did he? Oh. I don't know. Mommy said, "We're having pancakes." Ross said, "Why?" Mommy said, "We're having pancakes for breakfast." Ross said, "Pancakes for breakfast? Oh, good, good." May 1st. "Quite hot," the stove. And then he said, "Rice hot." Upon waking up, he said, "Popeye fight, TV downstairs." Those were separate sentences, all referring to Popeye. Ross said, "Where raisin? Take off mouth." That was take raven out of mouth, the meaning of that. Ross, wah, I want... I'm sorry, let me start that over. Ross said, wah, my raisin. Mommy said, what happened to your raisin? Ross said, fell raisin. Ross said, Mommy, Mary. Name Mary, Mommy. Daddy name Brian. Pointing to himself, he said, name Ross. Pointing to Mark, he said, name Marky Baby. May 2nd. That duck toy. I'm sorry, let me start over. He said, several times during the day, Ross said, that for Ross's. And the reference, he could be referring to a duck, a toy, a car. Oh, he could insert there a duck, I mean duck, toy, car, or no word at all. In other words, he could say, that duck for Ross's, that toy for Ross's, that car for Ross's, or he could simply say, that for Ross's. And later, on the 10th of May, he said, for Ross's, without that. May 3rd, I'm feeding Mark, Mary's feeding Mark, and Ross said, you big bird, Mommy. Then he said, big bird tensing to eat. Tensing to eat. Now, in that case, I believe that tensing is pretending, means pretending, and I was impressed by his infinitive, which was very clear, to eat. Yeah. He said then, I burped. This is interesting. He said, I burped, he said. Yes, burp. And he said, I Ernie. I burped, I Ernie. He plays, yeah, Bert and Ernie, he plays. Yeah. Yes, that was conscious. Mother said, first I've got to feed Marky, before, and that was before going downstairs, and Ross said, gotta clean Marky. And I wrote down the emphasis there in his voice. It was, gotta clean Marky. Gotta clean Marky. I don't know why I did that.
I just want to add that before that he knows that we misunderstand him when he says, I burp. We have to get the other way around. We misunderstand the word burp.
Any closet.
With Bert. 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 Bert sounds like Bert, but Bert is rather clear now. The Bert has developed its P, whereas Bert still has it. Which is actually pretty close to the reality of adult speech, too. Okay, well.
This is still May 3rd. while playing on his bed during the day, Ross said, I sleep at night. I threw up, which was true. Ross said, what's that? Mommy said, that's thunder. Ross said, help, help, help. Mommy said, what's the matter? Ross said, thunder going to kill me.
Mary, you're on.
Say it, Ross. Say it, Ross. Say it. Say it. Help, help.
Sunday, May 4th. Ross said, I like her, pointing to Mark. This is the first time I've heard her instead of him. He usually refers to girl as him, too. Ross said, you bit my tummy. Tummy bite, tummy hurts. Ross said, I have headache. Mommy said, do you have a headache in your tummy? Ross said, yeah, pointing to tummy. I have headache. May 5th, Monday. Ross says, he likes you, pointing to self, his self, himself. Mom says, he likes you? Ross said, yeah. Whatever that means.
Do you understand that? Do you understand what that means?
Oh, I think he was referring to himself.
So who is he?
I think Marky.
Oh, he likes
you.
Ross.
Yeah, he likes you.
Marky likes Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Marky likes Mary.
Ross meant that Marky likes Ross.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I say
that, Marky likes
that I say when Marky and Ross are playing together, I said he likes you. May 7th, Wednesday, Ross said, "I sneezed," which means I sneezed. He does a lot of that, skipping the S, but then usually he puts it at the end, as you pointed out.
Now, you say, "I sneezed" with a D in
there? I sneezed.
Okay. And then on the 11th, or on the 10th, he says, "I sneezes."
I sneezes.
Yes. He sneezes,
yeah.
And I wasn't sure whether that was just the antithesis of the S, but definitely it's not, because you see that he has the D on the end. In the past tense, so knees is the verb, and then he adds the inflection. Okay.
May 7th, Wednesday, continuing. Rachel said, "Let's wash clothes." Ross said, "I can't wash clothes. I have to go home." This is reported to me by Delma.
Oh.
Thursday, Wednesday the 8th.
Daddy.
Ross said, "No, don't put yayan there." Yayan is lion.
Yes, yayan.
I put the lion in the wrong place.
Lion.
Ross said, "You eat?"
Yayan.
"There, I do'd it. There, I did it. That's my own stick. Bang, ball." This is all separate. Time out. But time out is an expression that he's learned from.
What does it mean?
Yeah, time out.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what it means. You know.
Just stop it.
Hmm. But he just said it. He didn't.
He says is that's cold, and he means, and that he, other, he's also learned from that. And that means it's really neat.
Oh, does he?
He says that's cold.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's not, and also he says when it's cold, so it's kind of confusing. But he says it's when it's not cold, and it's pretty clear that it's not always cold.
Ross said, "For Ross's, this is what you wrote down, Brian. I don't like it. I like it water. Taste you." Bet Markey's. Brian, what does this say?
Tastes good. No, tastes good, wasn't it? Where is this? Oh, yeah. Taste good. He was tasting. I like it water. And he said, tasting the water. Taste good. Then he said, get Markey bottle, Daddy. So get Markey's bottle. Get Markey a bottle. Would you please, Daddy? Okay?
There. That's it.
Okay, and then there comes. That's about it, really. He did one thing last night about. Covered Daddy. You remember that, Mary? He covered Daddy with a door, with a pillow, and he said, "Daddy door," or "Daddy clothes," and it was with a pillow. I don't remember that, really.
So today he said, "Tiger in there."
Yeah.
Tiger in closet.
Where's Tiger? Where's Tiger? And it was in the
fireplace
upstairs. Where's Tiger?
Fire.
In the fireplace?
Yeah.
Is he in the closet?
Yeah.
Where's Tiger?
Fire, yeah.
No. Okay, that's it. Thank you. What's up with your tiger? What's up with your tiger?
Well, tiger scratched.
Did the tiger scratch your leg?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
Do you want to put me?